So the question that comes from Spirit today is, where are you headed and why are you going in that direction? So we're going to dig a little deeper and see what we come up with. Now, I say Spirit, but to you, this can mean the universe, God, intelligence, source, creator, your higher self, your angels, whatever resonates most with you. The most important part about this is what resonates with you. And the question that we are digging deeper into is, where are you headed and why are you headed in that direction? Why are you going in that direction? The vision that Spirit's giving me is actually of an individual, you, me, all of us, right? We are looking around the corner and we're biting our nails. Maybe not literally, but this is certainly just a symbolic example here. We're looking around the corner and we are nervous. We are nervous what to see because of what's going on around us. So there are things that have happened to us in the past as far as trauma, right? Or traumatic events or traumatic experiences, whether we were directly involved with it or we watched someone else or we heard something or we witnessed something or we experienced something when we were younger. And so that's why we have a fear of what's ahead, of where we're going or where it is that we want to go, but we can't quite figure out the answers to this. It's like we are apprehensive, we're nervous to see what's ahead, and that is oftentimes why we hold ourselves back, because we are nervous. We think that we're not going to be able to handle it. We think that we won't be able to handle it, and that comes from this book that I read a long time ago, which I'm going to mention now. It is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And that's a really, really great book to read. I highly recommend that. Spirit always brings up books for you to read because I am an advocate for books and I'm an avid reader. I've been reading ever since I was a little girl. Now you don't have to read them with your words if you want to listen as well. But this is what this is all about. This is why we stall ourselves, because we are unsure of what's ahead. This is what keeps us stuck. The fear is what keeps us stuck. Not really necessarily the not knowing, yes, indeed, but we stall ourselves. You, me, there's nothing else really stopping us. We like to come up with reasons why something might be stopping us. Oh, I don't have enough money. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have enough experience. I can't afford that. This person is making me stay here. The job. I hate the job. My aunt, all these different places and things and excuses that we come up with. And I say this because I too also understand this as well. But what is there really to be afraid of? What is there really to be afraid of? Spirit wants you to start envisioning success, and there's even a fear of success, right? Because with success comes with responsibility, with success comes with probably people looking more at you, or you got to take on these other things, and so you can fear success as well. People don't just fear failure. But to start visualizing success and aligning it with the feeling of, the word exuberance is coming to me, but aligning it with a feeling that you want to feel. What would success feel to you? And to use your train of thought, and not only your train of thought, but also the way that you want to feel as well, because when we start to tap into that feeling, that is going to help heighten our vibration. Now we will still feel a sense of fear and a sense of nervousness and a sense of apprehension, but I want you to start thinking about how you can start to transition that feeling of fear and apprehension and aligning that with just excitement. Okay, oh, I'm fearful, I'm terrified, I don't know, I can't go after it. But oh, align that with, oh, okay, maybe that just means I'm excited. Maybe that means that this is real. Maybe this means that this is the way that I'm supposed to go. Instead of thinking, I can't do it. Fear is aligned with the arrow shooting directly in the middle of the board, in the middle of the target, and you're hitting the target. And it's scary. It can be scary because what you dream and what you visualize and what you want, that can be scary, because ultimately these dreams that you have and these visualizations and these ideas of these possibilities, this is ultimately your soul talking directly to you. And you may not call it that, but there's something within you that knows that this is what your soul is telling you to do. And that can feel scary, because basically when it's your soul telling you to do something, it's like, oh, well, nothing else really matters. This is my whole soul. This is my everything. This is exactly what I need to do. And yet it can be so terrifying, because if you don't follow your soul's path, it's like, you know that you are leading a life that's not really true to you. And so your soul keeps irking you to keep going after these dreams, and yet you have this fear. And it's like these whole jumbled thoughts. And it's like spirit wants you to ask yourself, where are you headed now? Are you headed in a direction that feels good to you, that feels exciting, that feels a little scary, a little nerve-wracking, but yet you feel that this is the right direction. You know it. You feel lifted up. You feel excited. You feel heightened. You are starting to become more aware of this vision that you have, and you're starting to step into it. Or do you feel that the direction that you're headed towards is depleting, and it's not necessarily healthy? You have this vision ahead of you that you want to go towards, right? But yet you're currently in a situation where it feels depleting to you. It feels, again, that word unhealthy is coming to me as well. So you have to ask yourself, if I continue on the path that I'm on now, if I continue this current path, where will it lead me? That is the question that you have to ask yourself. And don't just ask. Don't just stop there. Oh, I asked myself. Oh, I wrote down some answers. I jotted down some thoughts, and there we go. And then I'm going to, wipe it off and call it a day. Don't just ask. You have to actually get into it. You have to be real with yourself. If you were to keep doing what you're doing now, where will that lead you? Where will that take you? Are you excited about where you're headed or not? Is it going to lead you onto a path that is the same mundane thing? Is the same depleting energy? It's the same blah blah blah? Or is it like exciting and thrilling, and even though you're like biting your nails looking around the corner because you don't know where you're going to go, but there's this sense of like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to go there, and I don't really know all the answers, and I don't know how I'm gonna get there, but I just know that this is the direction I need to go. That is the question that you must ask yourself. And it seems simple because it's just one question, right? If I continue on this path now, that what I'm doing now, the habits, the behaviors, the people that I'm surrounding myself with, these thought patterns, this mindset, this way of feeling, this way of experiencing life, if I stay in this feeling, if I stay in this current state of being, which direction is it taking me? Is it taking me towards a mountaintop that I'm climbing towards, and I'm feeling excited and exuberant, and I might stumble down a little bit, but it's worth it. I'm gonna climb on, and I'm gonna figure it out, and I'm gonna talk to the right people, and I'm going to push and push and push, and I'm just gonna make it work, even though I might stumble here and there, and I might fall, and I might fail, and I might get laughed at, but it's totally worth it? Or is my current path taking me towards something that's like spiraling down? And you already know what you've been thinking right now in this very moment. You already know the answer. You already know. And what is worse, staying in a position that you know will continue to bring you down, or at least not take you towards your highest potential? Or are you in a position where you know it's going to lead you? Now, at this point, you already know the answer. I know that you know the answer, because your soul has already been telling you. If it hasn't been telling you, it's telling you right now which direction to go. And it's probably telling you exactly what it is that you need to change, because in order for you to grow and expand, you're going to have to get rid of things. You're going to have to get rid of people. You're going to have to get rid of stuff. You're going to have to get rid of mindsets that are bringing you down. You're going to have to get rid of excuses. You're going to have to get rid of blame. You're gonna have to get rid of whatever it is that's bringing you down, that's hindering you, that's not supporting you, that is not driving you towards what it is that you want. You will have to get rid of it, and it's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy. But you know what? It's gonna be worth it, because your soul, your higher calling, is on the line. And the thing is that it is up to you. You cannot just simply wish and simply pray without action. You have to have both of those items in order to make the transition, in order to receive what it is. And you also need to heighten your energy. And to heighten your energy and to heighten vibration, you must get rid of the things that are deepening, or not deepening, but dampening your energy, dampening your surroundings. It's dampening your vibration. Whatever is bringing your vibration down, down, down. And you know, because of the way that you feel, the way that you feel, do you feel down? Do you feel sad? Not all the times. No, I'm not saying that you're, incessantly depressed or anything like that. Maybe some days you feel really good, and other days you might feel a little depressed. Now, this comes with being a human. You know, you have your ups and your downs and your ebbs and your flows, but I'm talking about consistently. Consistently, are you unsatisfied with a particular thing in your life, with a particular whatever it is? Does it have to do with your body? Does it have to do with your habits? Does it have to do with a particular person that you're with, or a particular person in your family that's bringing you down, or a situation that you once experienced but it keeps bugging you, it keeps replaying over and over and over again? What is it that you need in order to transform into the reality that you want? Now is the time. It's not ever going to feel like, I don't feel like you're ever going to necessarily be like, okay, I'm ready, let's do it. You might have days where you're like, okay, I'm just gonna push through it, I'm gonna do it. Some days are gonna be easier than others, but I don't feel like you'll ever be 100% ready. Let me say that. I don't ever feel like you're going to be 100% ready. There might be some days where you're like 60% ready, but then there's gonna be like those things that hold you back a little bit. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that just do it. Whatever it is that you know that you need to do, then just do it. Just do it, because you're never going to feel 100% ready. You just have to roll with the punches. You have to roll with what comes after you take that action. But if you don't take that action, if you don't take that step, then you're going to remain where you are, because you're not moving the energy. You're not transitioning. You're just staying in this vibe, in this current situation. You're just staying there, and things are just staying stagnant. Things are just, and until you actually make a move, get on with it, say what you need to say. And sometimes it's not just one thing. You're gonna have to keep up with it. Find your support system, find that guidance that you know that you will need along the line, along the journey, because you're gonna need someone to help support you, or something to help continue to remind you that this is the right path, this is the right way to go. But you have to ask yourself, is this the direction that I wanna be headed? Is this the direction that I wanna go? You can start dreaming and visualizing, but until you make the move, which I know is daunting sometimes, because trust me, as an introvert and as someone who has what I like to call myself living under a rock for all these years, this wasn't easy for me. So I'm on video, I'm in front of a microphone, I'm talking into a mic, and I'm on a podcast. This would have been like unfathomable to me. I would have been like, oh hell no, I'm not doing that. Just a few years ago. And it takes progress. It takes one stepping stone at a time. This is not easy, but it gets easier the more that you practice, the more that you practice being your truest version of yourself, the most vibrant version of yourself. And even in those moments where you do feel like you're on a stride and you feel like you're going, you feel great and you've made the move, you're still gonna have those moments where you don't feel 100% every single day. You're still gonna, because you're human, right? This is all part of the human experience, and these damn emotions that we deal with, these damn things that we have to deal with, these people in our family. But there's something in your life that you have to either get rid of or change or a transition, or just, you can't keep pushing it underneath the rug because it's still there. That's just a terminology for like, it's putting all the dust underneath the rug. Well, eventually either the rug is going to create some sort of stain on the floor, or there's going to be something that spills on the rug, and eventually you're just going to have to move the rug to clean up what it is. And guess what? All the dust is still there. All of the issues are still there until you actually open the door and push the dust out, get rid of it. And this is all symbolic for what it is that is keeping you stuck. Now, this could solely, I would say definitely this is you keeping yourself stuck ultimately, because unless you're literally, tied to something, you have control of what it is and what it is that you need to do in your life. It's easier to blame other people and experiences and things like that, because then it puts the power onto others, and we say, oh, well, it's their fault, and so I'm the way that I am because of that happened. And this isn't to deny what happened to you or ignore it, because then that just causes more issues. But it's almost like just in a way accepting what it is that has happened, and then using that as a powerhouse to keep pushing yourself forward, keep pushing yourself forward. So ask yourself what it is that you're currently doing and where that's going to take you. Where is it taking you if you remain doing what it is that you're doing? And then one step at a time, one baby step at a time, it does make a difference. I promise you, it does make a difference. So there's different ways of going about this. There's different avenues, there's different people, there's different techniques that you can use. And I do feel like I'm going to create a worksheet of some sort, or a PDF that you can download. All the links are going to be below. As a teacher, I'm a licensed teacher and a psychic medium. As a licensed teacher, I absolutely love creating templates, and I would love for you to have it, because I want you to have a structure, okay? But I don't want you to be stuck on the structure. I don't want you to just use this as a way to feel inspired in the moment. Yes, be inspired in the moment, but then actually utilize what it is that you're writing down. Utilize what it is that you are creating before you. I will create something for you. Spirit wants me to create something for you because it is helpful to have a step-by-step-by-step process, but tweak it as you will, whatever works for you. But then don't just write in it, actually use it, utilize it. And I will give you ideas for that as well. So phew, that was a lot of information, right? But do know that you are in control, and you do have the ability to create. You are a co-creator. You are supposed to follow your dreams. You're supposed to go after what it is that you want to go after. And it might not be easy the whole way, but nothing ever worth it. It was ever easy, right? So people, there's a, you know, the word conquering, the definition in itself explains everything. If it's not worth it, then it wouldn't be something to go after, right? But your dreams are worth it. Your soul is worth it. What it is that is within you is calling for you to do, it is worth it. What else are you going to do? Are you going to follow someone else's dreams? Are you going to? And I'm not saying that this is what you're doing, but I just want to urge you to start listening to your intuition, listening to this vibrant light that is within you. And I know it's scary. I know it's scary. And I know that because I've been there, and I still have to go over, I still have to overcome things every day. I'm conquering my own battles every day. Trust me. And I will certainly share those with you the further along that I get. This is your path to conquer. And do you want to conquer it, or do you want to say to yourself at the end of the day, I just chose not to conquer it. I just chose to kind of stay back. Because the way that you choose to live your life is the way that you choose to live your life. So where are you headed, and why are you going there? And know that you have the ability to make the changes that you are seeking within to change. And you don't do this all by yourself. Self-help and personal development and self-improvement and self-growth, all of that doesn't mean that you're doing this by yourself. This is recognizing your own intuition. This is recognizing that you have the power to do this. And then it's recognizing what it is that you need to do. Do you need to reach out to someone? Do you need to contact someone for advice or guidance? Do you need to read a book? Do you need to take a course? Do you need to let go of something? Do you need to heal? Do you need to talk to a practitioner of some sort? Do you need to literally move somewhere else, to another state? Do you need to cry? Do you need to be real with yourself? Do you need to have a conversation? What is it that you need? That is what self-help is all about, is recognizing what it is that you need and then taking the action to do so. So I do hope this was I hope that this was very helpful for you. I certainly do feel it is. And please be aware that all the links are going to be below this to continue on your beautiful path of conquering what it is that you are after. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.